One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed, by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Hazel and Fanny in the library.
Your father and I may go to the Sky Ranch tomorrow, Hazel.
Oh, that'll be wonderful for you. Claudia taking you?
If we go, yes. She hopes Joan will come, too.
Hopes? Doesn't Joan want to go?
Well, there seems to be some doubt about it. I don't know what it is exactly.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. I know you ladies will agree that hot grease splatter or an oven burn can be the biggest little thing that can happen to you. Yes, that fleeting moment when a hand or arm touches some hot object is a painful experience. You draw back quicker than quick, but the damage is done. The pain of that burn is intense. And right then and there is the time to apply Bactine. That's right. Bathe that burn with Bactine. B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine. Use it freely, full strength. Bathe and cleanse the burn surface of the skin completely with Bactine. Notice how quickly the sting and fire of the burn begins to ease up. How Bactine soothes and cools. And I'm sure you'll like this about Bactine. It is a crystal clear liquid, so it does not stain the skin. It leaves no oily film either, so you can go ahead with your work without the fear of getting a greasy spot on everything you touch. And here's something very important. You can feel safe when you bathe that burn with Bactine, because it helps prevent infection and so promotes healing. Keep a bottle of Bactine handy in your kitchen all of the time. Have a definite place for it. And when you burn yourself, bathe that burn with Bactine. That's B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine. 30 or 70 cents at all drugstores. Chapter 25, Book 85. There is a suggestion of coming summer in Seacliff, San Francisco, this afternoon. A bright shaft of sunlight comes through the window of the library of the family home where Mother Barbara is sitting. She's alone, and her knitting has fallen onto the floor beside her chair. She's dozing. A door closes. She awakens with a little start.
Hmm? Who's that, Claudia?
Hazel, Mother.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Did I wake you up?
No. How are you, Hazel, dear?
I did, too, wake you.
Here. You dropped your knitting.
Oh, thank you.
I suppose I must have dropped off there for a minute or two. Sit down, Hazel.
I just dropped in for a few minutes. Were you expecting Claudia?
Yes, she said she was going to come by this afternoon. She wants your father and me to drive up to Sky Ranch with her tomorrow and spend the night.
Oh, that'll be wonderful for you both. You're going to go, aren't you?
Well, I think so. It all depends upon your father. You know how hard it is to get him to make up his mind to go any place.
Where is Father?
Oh, he's out in the garden. He and Arnie Gans are down by the seawall putting in some dirt where it has been washed out or something.
Oh, that precious garden.
I should think so. Doesn't believe anything can be done right unless he's there. He says if he gets through today, we'll go up with Claudia. Unless something comes up.
Just don't let anything come up.
Oh, I think we'll go all right.
Yes, I think you will, too. You have a way of handling, Father.
I'm pretending now that I don't think we should go. I told him after lunch that the long drive might tire him. The strategy is working.
Mother. Nicky's already up there, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Claudia's taking Penny, and she hopes that Joan will go along, too.
Hopes? Doesn't Joan want to go?
Well, there's some doubt about her going. I don't exactly know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
What do you hear from Pinky, Hazel?
Oh, I meant to tell you. He is now a seaman apprentice.
Oh, that's nice.
You haven't the vaguest notion what that means, I know.
Well, what was he before?
Seaman recruit.
Oh, yes, and he's been advanced.
That's right. He's through the terrible grind of boot camp now, and he's apparently making real progress.
It was bound to take a while for him to get adjusted. Oh, there's Claudia.
Just talking about you.
Huh?
I was telling Hazel about going up to Sky Ranch.
Oh, hi, Hazel.
Scott?
Mom?
Sit down, dear. You look tired.
Oh, I am a bit. Seems to me there are a million things Nicky wants me to bring up there tomorrow. That station wagon's going to be really loaded. But I think I've got everything pretty well organized now, except my passengers. How about it, Mom? You and Dad going?
Well, as I told you on the phone, it isn't absolutely definite, but I'm fairly sure we will.
You can count on it, Todd.
Hmm?
You know our mother, when she starts her machinations, once she's made up her mind.
Yes.
Well, the machinations are well underway. And unless I miss my guess, two of your passengers are all set.
Well, then that's settled. At least I'll have you two and Penny.
How about Joan?
Oh, she isn't sure yet. If she does go, she wants to bring a boy along. A boy by the name of Jim Beach she met a while back. Not much of a boy, I guess. I think he's 25 or 26 years old. Engineering student.
He must have been in the service.
He was for several years. I'm anxious to meet him. Joan seems to be quite smitten with him.
Isn't this something new?
Fairly, yes.
Well, it sounds very interesting. You say you don't know whether he'll be able to go?
Well, it's all a bit confused. Joan said she was going to try to get in touch with him today and find out if he could get away. He hasn't any phone, apparently, and she hasn't seen him for 2 or 3 days. She told me she was going to wait outside one of his classes this afternoon and grab him when he came out.
Oh, that's one way of doing it.
Yes. Joan believes in direct action when she makes up her mind to get something. You and Dad won't mind having him up there, will you, Mom?
Of course not. Why should we mind?
Well, I didn't think you would. I told Joan that you'd probably be going up. She'll drive her own car if this Jim Beach goes along. If he doesn't go, I'm afraid Joan won't either from the way she talked. But she might change her mind and consent to ride with us. It's been ages since she's been to the Sky Ranch.
I would think she'd be dying to see it at this time of year.
Oh, she is. But it's a long way from Berkeley and this Mr. James Beach, you know, Hazel.
Yes, I see what you mean.
I told Joan that if he couldn't get away now, I understand these engineering students study fiendishly.
Hank told me it's almost as bad as medicine.
Anyway, I told her that she could ask him to come up sometime this summer if she liked.
Well, Claudia, I must say my curiosity is piqued. I'd like to see this young man.
If you're curious, how do you think I feel? I'm dying to see him. I hope poor Joan was able to locate him.
If she knows what class he was in, she probably found him all right.
Oh, I suppose she'll manage to see him one way or another.
Oh,
Jim.
Well, I must say this is the most pleasant surprise, Joan.
I hope you don't think I'm going to make a habit of waiting outside your classroom.
Look, there isn't another class in this room. Suppose we go in there and talk. We can be quiet and nobody will bother us.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'll close this door. Oh, there we are. What's the matter with this?
This is swell. Choice of seats.
That's right. Well, what have you been doing with yourself?
Oh, nothing much. Just going to class and studying at the library every evening and then back to my apartment and going to bed. What have you been doing?
Studying, period. With a little sleep thrown in now and then.
I've looked for you in the library. You haven't shown up there lately.
Missed each other, I guess.
Jim, why don't you have a phone?
Very simple. Can't afford it.
Oh. You have my number, haven't you?
Yeah, sure. You gave it to me the first night I met you, remember?
Yes. I think I gave it to you the second time I saw you, too. Not too gentle hint, I suppose. Why haven't you called me?
One reason is that I've been up to my ears with work.
I feel a little foolish, you know, doing what I did today.
What? Waiting for me to come out of class?
Mm-hmm. But it seems that's the only way I ever get to see you.
You didn't see a look of disappointment on my face when I walked out and saw you standing there, did you, Joan?
No. That's what I don't understand. This is the second time I've done this now, and both times you seem to be really and truly glad to see me.
I was. I am.
You're funny.
I know it. So are you.
You're different than anybody I ever knew. Really, you are.
The same goes for you. I don't seem to have an original thought. I just keep echoing what you say.
I suppose if I had any sense, I wouldn't be saying all these things to you. It isn't the way to intrigue a man.
Not the conventional co-ed approach, you mean?
No. Jim?
Yeah?
If I hadn't hunted you down today, do you think you would ever have called me?
Probably.
But you're not sure.
Yes, I'm sure.
Then I'm not completely out?
What do you mean, completely out?
Oh, I'm really being childish. I'll stop this. What I wanted to see you for was to ask you if you were busy this weekend. Now, don't tell me you have to study.
Oh, Joan, study's like death and taxes. It's always with us.
It would be good for you to get away. How would you like to go up to the Sky Ranch with me?
What's the Sky Ranch?
Oh, it's a place my family has, top of the mountains. Claudia said she'd love to have you.
Claudia?
Oh, that's my mother. I've always called her Claudia.
Why don't you call her mother?
Have it, I guess. Oh, I call her mother once in a while. Sometimes when I feel close to her.
What do you call your father?
It's my stepfather. I call him Nicky. He's English. He and Claudia will both be up there. My grandfather and grandmother, too, I think. We'll be well chaperoned. But it's a big place. We wouldn't have to be around him if we didn't want to. Do you like to ride?
Horses?
Mm-hmm. Nicky has a lot of horses and oodles of places to ride. Trails and marvelous redwood trees. I really think you'd like it.
Sounds out of this world. Your family must be really loaded, don't you?
Yeah, I guess so. Does that make me any more interesting?
No. It's just that I've never associated with wealth. It kind of awes me a little.
Well, we don't put on any airs. Nicky's a little stuffy, but he's okay after you get used to him. I guarantee you'll feel perfectly at home up there, with blue jeans or anything you want.
You must think I'm an ungrateful lout sitting here and not saying yes to this wonderful chance to go to a place like the Sky Ranch. But it isn't that I'm ungrateful, believe me. I want to go. I'd give anything to go.
Why don't you, then?
I can't, Joan.
But why? You said that you wanted to.
I know. There are a lot of things I want to do. For example, I've wanted to kiss you ever since we've been sitting here.
I've been hoping you would.
Don't look at me that way. Please don't.
Jim, I wouldn't be stupid enough to chase after you the way I have if I didn't feel that down in your heart you really liked me. You do, don't you?
I like you very much.
Well, then what is it? Why do we have to be like this, so withdrawn? Why can't you call me or see me? You know how I feel about you. I've been as obvious as the campanile out there.
Joan, I don't know why I didn't tell you this the first time I saw you. I should have.
What?
I'm married, Joan.
Oh.
That's it. I'm married. And I'm in love with you.
Barbers will be back in just a moment. This would be a wonderful weekend to do something special, wouldn't it? Maybe your plans are all set, then let's hope they turn out perfectly. To help them do just that, here's something to remember. If a headache or an acid-upset stomach threatens to interfere with your weekend activities, take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, Alka-Seltzer is first aid for relief from those common ailments. You'll surely appreciate the way it acts so quickly to reduce excess gastric acidity, causing the distress of acid indigestion, and the way it soothes and comforts an aching head. So have Alka-Seltzer handy in your home. Always ask your druggist for the big family-size package. Here's the family again.
Hello, Claudia. I called to tell you Jim and I won't be able to go up to the Sky Ranch. He couldn't make it. No, I'm not going either. Oh, I'm all right. I just don't feel like going without him, that's all.
Remember, friends, when you burn yourself, bathe that burn with Bactine. B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine, the gentle, modern first aid treatment for burns, is soothing and cooling to the burned area of the skin. It reduces pain, and the germ-killing action of Bactine helps prevent infection and thus promotes healing. Get a 30 or 70 cent size bottle of Bactine at any drugstore. Keep that Bactine bottle handy. And when you burn yourself, bathe that burn with Bactine. And read the descriptive folder that comes with Bactine for its many, many other helpful uses in your home. Remember, B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed, by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Monday, Henry and Fanny at the Sky Ranch, Chapter 1, Book 86. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.